Britain. Street parties. Party like it's 1981. Hanging out the bunting for William and Kate.
Princely marriage is a brilliant addition of a universal fact that rivets mankind, observed Walter Badgett, a Victorian editor of The Economist. It is also a good excuse for a knees-up, specifically, according to a national tradition dating to the peace teas held to celebrate the Versailles Treaty in 1919, for decking residential streets with union flags and setting up makeshift tables in the road. Despite some naysaying predictions to the contrary, the tradition will be honoured on April 29th, when Prince William marries Kate Middleton. The local government association says party organisers have submitted over 2,000 requests for road closures. Communal street parties reflect the fuzzy political fad of the big society, David Cameron's term for the local civic activity that he desperately wants to cultivate. To help jolly people along, the day has been designated a one-off bank holiday. Local councils have simplified the licensing process for celebratory events. Some government departments have used Twitter to encourage participation. Mr. Cameron and his wife Samantha are hosting an exemplary party in Downing Street, having applied to close their already inaccessible road. Yet since William's parents, Charles and Diana, married in 1981, the country's streets have become markedly more fragmented. A report last year by Cooperatives UK, a trade body for cooperative businesses, compared polling data from 2010 with a survey conducted in 1982 and concluded that, judging by how well people know others in their street and how often they interact, Britons are less than half as neighbourly as they were 30 years ago. Many of next month's revellers will be introducing themselves as they put up the bunting. Then there are the evolving attitudes to monarchy. The proportion of Britons who want to abolish the monarch has hovered around 30% for decades, but indifference and ridicule have risen. Chris Gittins of Streets Alive, which provides advice on parties, recommends that given the mix of attitudes likely to be found on most streets, organisers should consider branding their shindigs as ecumenically as possible. The self-explanatory lobby group Republic is offering to console some of the most monarchy allergic. Membership has risen sharply to around 14,000 since William's engagement was announced, says Graham Smith, its campaign manager, echoing the surge in interest in its Swedish equivalent in the run-up to the marriage of Crown Princess Victoria in 2010. Republic has been granted permission to close Earlham Street, a cobbled road in Covent Garden, to host a Not the Royal Wedding party, celebrating democracy and people power, rather than inherited privilege.